Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy to have Maria Carbonell as my guest for today's show. Maria is an aromatherapist, energy healer, herbalist, Ayurvedic practitioner and educator, and an intuitive life coach. Hello, Maria. Are you here?
Hello, Margot. Yes, thank you for having me here today. So excited.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited to have you on the show. I was so happy that I received an email from Serena and or Sky Dyer telling me about your Lit Up Life event, and I was able to hear your interviews with them recently. And so that's why I asked you to be on the show, is because of that event. And I have to say that those were two really wonderful interviews with Serena and Sky. I've interviewed them myself. I've had them on the show, and I've heard other interviews. And you did such a great job. They both were so comfortable and told great stories, and I really enjoyed the interviews that you did with them.
Ah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to have them on the show, and they're just beautiful, beautiful souls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true. Can you tell us a little bit about the Lit Up Life event and how you had quite a few different people on that?
I had a very diverse group of 21 speakers on various topics of what lights them up. So what their authors, their intuitives, they are really living lit up from that place of their unique way where they express their own truth. So a lot of these people have their own struggles, and what I wanted listeners to come out with, and one of the reasons why I put up this summit, was to really show that the people who are out there living a lit up life, they've had some struggles before then. So it wasn't all peaches and roses, that they've actually had a journey to where they are living deeply fulfilled lives. It doesn't mean that there's without struggle, but it means that the work is continuous, and it's the deep inner work that I'm talking about. And so I wanted to show people who are having struggles, that are currently in situations that they want to grow from, well, let's look at different perspectives and show what life looks like, how it is everybody, because we all have that spark of divinity within us. So
that
is the Lit Up Life.
I love
really
that.
Fun.
I love
yeah.
that. And you're right. We all do have that in us. And it sometimes the spark needs to be relit. So, you know, things
exactly.
like your... Yeah, like sometimes hearing what somebody else's journey was or is can help reignite that light inside of us. And that's part of why I like doing this show, too, is that the Lit Up Life is also living your music, really, because it means that you're living what you're supposed to be doing. Because some people don't get it when I say my show is called Live Your Music, but it's... like what Wayne Dyer always said, don't die with your music still in you. And he meant whatever you feel called to do. And it can be several things, and it doesn't even have to be work that you get paid for. But it helps you be happier, and it helps the world be a happier place by doing it. So.
And everybody gets to enjoy the music and your music. And
so
that's
true.
The beauty of it.
Yeah, it's so true. And obviously part of your music was to do that summit, because even though I didn't get to listen to all of the speakers, there's so many of them, I just can tell that you are a good interviewer, and that it did, you, I don't know, it was just, I'm so glad I got to listen to the interviews with Serena and Sky, and I wish I had been able to listen to more of them.
It was incredible. I don't know if you heard that piece where Sky talked about her father and him being in the presence as I was preparing for their interviews. and me seeing a St. Francis of Assisi statue outside when I walked out, and just some magical things that have happened during this summit. So
I did. I heard that, but okay. It's just nice for you to tell our listeners. And I loved the stories that she told and Serena told during the interviews. And, you know, Wayne Dyer has been such a big part of our life, my husband's, mine, our sons, my family's, my friends. It's just, he's been a great teacher in our lives for a long, long time. He actually came into my life when I was 23 years old. So he's been around in my life for a long, long time and been a great teacher of mine. So it's just been, you know, it's been hard having him not be here, but it's like Serena and Sky both said, I feel him with me every day. I hear him talking to me and telling me things and reminding me things and just feel his presence so much.
And that was the connection also, with him connecting us actually through his daughters. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I love how that happens. Yeah. And in his book, The Power of Intention, he talks about that, about being a connector. And obviously, you know, you're a connector, I'm a connector, they're connectors, we're all connectors. It's just we need to know that we are. And speaking of him, next week on, I'm going to do a special show on Tuesday, May 10th, and have it be a birthday show for Wayne Dyer, and it's going to be remembering Wayne Dyer. I'm going to play a song called You Inspire Me by Sky, and it's just going to be remembering happy memories with him and wonderful things that we remember and of his teachings. It's going to be a good one.
But I can't wait to listen. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. But now I want you to tell us a little bit more about you and about the definition of what you do, the Sama and Ayurveda, those two words. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. The name, my business name is Sama Ayurveda. Sama is a Sanskrit word meaning the middle area. So it was almost like a mantra for me stepping out from the corporate world and into this holistic world that I've stepped into and have created my world around, my life around. Meaning that middle area, either in our abdomen, but that's keeping center amongst the chaos. So reminding myself that amongst the chaos, that you will always still stay centered. And that's where we want to be. We want it to neither flux very extreme left or extreme right, but just be in that center where you have the clarity of mind and that soft spirit. And
I love that.
Thank you. And Ayurveda is really the knowledge of life. It's a Sanskrit word also, broken down from Ayur, life, Veda, knowledge. So it's really the knowledge of yourself. It's a holistic healing system from India, about 5,000 years old. And it's an elemental science, understanding ourselves in relationship to nature. So it's neither a religion or a philosophy. It's really all about living with the universal laws of nature. So although it was born in India, cognitized in India, is universal laws of nature, which we are governed by.
Well,
so that's the simple
definition. Thank you for that. I've heard the word and seen the word for a long, long time and didn't really know what it meant until I saw it on your website. And you have a beautiful definition of each of them on your website. And so I wanted to make sure that you mentioned what that was before we got talking about the other things I wanted to ask you about so that people know that.
Yeah.
And
great.
First of all, let's see. What is a woman's transformational journey to wholeness? What does that mean?
Yeah. Throughout our life, especially, and then I'm addressing mainly women here because that's who I work with, and I'm actually inspired by a woman's personal journey because I am a woman, and
yeah,
is inspired by my own journey to wholeness, and I call it transformational because throughout our lives, we're in constant transformation as a human being, and especially as a woman, when we get off center and we get off alignment with who we are because of external circumstances, which shift our internal circumstances inside. And then we have to reclaim that. We have to make it an active effort to get back into alignment. And when I say wholeness, I mean those pieces and parts of us, our soul, our mind body, mental body, emotional body, our physical body. Because let's say life, divorce, grief, loss, too much stress in our lives, overwork, and misuse, mismanage of our senses, that we're almost like fragmented pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And
that sounds
we
so
turn
true
into,
to me.
Yeah, doesn't it feel? I mean, we've all been there. And returning to that wholeness is bringing all those pieces to who we are and not just our physical body, in which allopathic medicine just addresses that piece of us. But we are complex beings, and we have to see ourselves as returning to that wholeness and bringing all those aspects to us back into harmony so that we can align ourselves with our grace, we can do the work that we have come here to do, and enjoy life with more peace and joy. And the whole purpose is to be happy and, you know, really open our heart to that infinite intelligence, that unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a woman's transformational journey to wholeness. And that's where my passion is.
You know, it's interesting when you're saying that, and I understand that you work mainly with women, but it
mm-hmm.
also sounds like it would really be awesome for men as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
so there's
I think
probably other
mm-hmm.
other coaches that work with men as well on similar things.
I think we'll be finding more. It's not that I don't work with men, but my main audience is with women because women also tend to want to delve a little bit deeper with themselves. And versus the masculine energy in which they're driving, you know, it's a very forceful energy. And we have
right.
both of these masculine and feminine energies. The masculine energy is a very pushing sort of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't tend to stop and look deeper into their life. I'm talking in general.
Right.
I think it can probably,
it's a generalization and it does seem to hold true, but it also,
mm-hmm.
there are also exceptions. Like, for example, my brother, Dwayne, when he was living down here in Marin County, used to love to go with me to see Wayne Dyer speak, go to see Deepak Chopra,
mm-hmm.
Julia Cameron, and Cheryl Richardson, and so on and so forth. And so, but he was so funny because he would look around at the events and he'd go, "Margo, there's not very many men here." And it's true, you know. I mean, even if you go to the Hay House I Can Do It conferences, there are men there, definitely. There's men there,
yeah.
But definitely more women than men that you find at the events.
Yeah, I truly honor the men who delve a little bit deeper and do these things, because men are the nurturers of the woman's spirit. So it's beautiful, you know, when both can work in harmony. So usually a woman would come to me, but then they drag their husband in, and then after that initial drag, they're okay with speaking, you know, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That initial resistance. Yeah.
Right. So now your practice has transformed from beauty therapies to life coaching. So can you tell us a little bit about that transformation?
Yeah, I started out doing beauty therapies and Ayurvedic treatments in my Ayurvedic spa and healing studio. in Santa Barbara. And what I found out was beauty became an entryway to understanding themselves through self-understanding. So the more that a woman had felt good on the table, giving them, let's say, Ayurvedic healing facial, the more that they touched almost like their divinity, the experience that they got was they touched something inside of themselves, deep inside, that was almost like a path to awakening. And they wanted more of that. They said, what happened? What happened there? And so just by feeling good, you know, you want to know more about how more you can do that. And so it became more about getting off the table and looking at their life and understanding themselves more, so they had more questions about themselves. And that's a path to self-understanding, I think, is a beauty as an entryway to understanding yourself. So that was a good starting point.
Yeah, that's interesting. That really is interesting. So the next thing, though, is what do beauty and healing have to do with each other? And it sounds like you're starting to answer that already, but I'm curious.
Yeah, it leads into that because, you know, our soul is hungry for beauty. And that and going on this path, I didn't intellectually understand this until I started talking to more people and then really using beauty as, again, an entryway to understanding ourselves. And ourselves is our soul. It's the truth of who we are, right? And so the soul is hungry for beauty, and it grounds us in the affirmation of life. So the more that we feel the beauty, the more we live lit up. Because beauty dwells in the heart, so it almost softens the spirit. And when you soften the spirit, your body can get out of, you can get out of your own way, and you can allow the healing, natural healing process to happen. So it's in that sacred space within us where beauty can penetrate the heart, can stimulate our imagination, where we can reprogram our beliefs and patterns that we're able to heal. And we heal constantly throughout life because, you know, we have suffered losses. We're constantly in change and transformation. So we're healing different aspects to us throughout our lives. So it doesn't necessarily mean a big healing, but sense.
And, you know, my book, it's called The Art of Living a Life You Love, and my life coaching is more to do with life balance and using your creativity. But the thing is that what people need to realize, though, is that when you're living a life you love and living your music, it doesn't mean that there's not going to be human things that happen in your life that throw you off.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always going to be things in all of our lives that are going to help make us feel sad or go into grief, even if it's only temporarily. And, you know, and then there's illnesses and healing and just, you know, the busyness of life. So, it's so important for people to realize that it's a constant thing to be constantly learning how to get back to center, as you were saying, and to enjoy your life. Now, how does one self-diagnose their struggles, health, pain, or discomfort? That was an interesting thing I was wondering what the answers would be to that.
Yeah, self-diagnosis really is really looking deep into, really looking, taking an honest look at where you went off. And I'm going to say that word alignment again with who you are, because when we're out of alignment, we suffer from physical ailments. Our body will tell us through dialoguing with pain or discomfort or unbalanced disease. And then these are the questions to ask us. And usually, like if we have, let's say, cancer, a heart attack or something, those are usually when people ask themselves, how did I get here? what happened? And those are very extreme circumstances, but our emotional health is related to our physical health. Our mental health is related to our physical health,
mm-hmm.
and our soul health. So self-diagnosis is really expanding your awareness and asking yourself these deep questions of how you got there and where in your life have you gone out of integrity, and to revisit your beliefs. And you almost, if you can't see these questions to self-diagnose, you can also get somebody, a trusted friend or a professional guidance,
mm-hmm.
holistic guidance, to jiggle those pieces out of you, because it's kind of hard, you know, when you're in any discomfort or grieving.
I think sometimes, and sometimes it's just we get so stuck in our way of looking at things that sometimes we just need
mm-hmm.
someone else to shift how we're looking at things and ask questions that help get the right answers out.
Yeah, and that's part of my self-healing kit coming up is asking these questions, and I have questions that I've asked myself and then with clients to help jiggle out what exactly is the question that they need to ask they're having a hard time formulating. So that's going to be in that self-healing kit.
That sounds really great. You know, I want to talk to you about this a little more, but the time is going by
mm-hmm.
really, really fast, and there's some questions. There's some questions that I like to ask before it gets too far into the show that we don't have time about living your music. So I'm going to ask those, and then we'll get back to answering some more of your questions I have for you. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and Maria, it sounds like what you're doing is definitely living your music and helping other people to discover their music as well so that they can live, live joy.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the alignment of your soul. And it seems to me that when you're in alignment, you would be living your music in one way, two ways, a variety of ways. What are some of the signs of being out of alignment with your soul?
That would look like in our lives as could be disconnection from your own life, being disengaged, having the feeling that I don't care, or disconnected from your family or friends or a community and kind of being in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
It could also look like that you're staying in your comfort zone and you want to stay there. And you know that there's something you need to do, but you're neglecting that gut feeling, and you're staying
mm-hmm.
in your comfort zone. Usually, well, that could look like a lot of different things. Let's not go into that. It just gets more involved.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a whole show by itself. But
yes, yeah.
But you're right. I mean,
in the body,
like,
yeah.
What you said, though, about the comfort zone sounds so true to me, too, because I found that for me that the only way I can really feel joy and feel fully alive is to be willing to step even a tiny little step outside of what my comfort zone is, because everything new, everything exciting, all sorts of fun is outside of what your comfort zone is. And life can get incredibly boring if you stay in the comfort zone, because that's all what you're familiar with. So it's all been there, done that over and over again. So I think being willing is so important, I've found, to be willing to try new things and to step outside of your comfort zone a little bit. And it helps a lot to have a coach or a guide or someone, even a friend or family member who's willing to kind of hold your hand, even if it's not literally hold your hand, and say, come on, this will be fun. Look how much fun
yes.
you could have if you do this. And kind
yeah,
of realize
so
that, you know, fear and excitement feel a lot alike. And I've always said that if it feels like both, if you feel excited about it and it's scary, that means you're going to grow and it's going to be something you're going to be glad you at least tried, even if you didn't do well at it. So, you know,
yeah.
But if it's just scary, that's usually what somebody else wants you to do.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where
yeah.
life really gets juicy, you know, out of your comfort zone, and you got to be willing to go there and surround yourself with people who are going to support you through that.
Mhm.
Which is
yeah,
really important.
Yeah. So true. So
mm-hmm.
true.
Mhm.
Well, we've only got about 3.5 minutes left of the live show. So, what you have an event coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I have a retreat, Ayurveda and Soul Rejuvenation Retreat in Avila Beach, California. It's about a couple of hours from where I am in Ojai,
mm-hmm.
on the coast. And we are getting together on Mother's Day for 4 days, rejuvenating a woman's soul. And got a great group up there. There's still a few slots, but it's here in California. And
mm-hmm.
We still have a few slots available, and it's not too late to join. We've got beautiful 4 days planned of programs and relaxation and healing mineral waters and nature hikes.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Are you a mom? I don't know if you are or not.
No, I'm a mom to two stepboys. But no, I don't have my own children.
I was just curious because of you mentioning Mother's Day. I have one son, and he's just the joy of my life. He's 26 now. So, I won't be with him physically for Mother's Day, but I'll definitely look forward to talking to him during Mother's Day. That sounds like a wonderful retreat, though, for the moms that have grown-up children and can't be with them. That would be a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, we're very excited about that, and we're going to have more retreats to step out of our comfort zone, encourage women to in a safe space with us
mm-hmm.
to do more international retreats after this one. So stay tuned.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And you better give them your website address so that they can contact you online.
Yeah, the retreat site is samaretreats.com, and Sama is spelled S-A-M-A, retreats.com, and Sama Ayurveda, which is the main page to learn more about me and my work, Sama, S-A-M-A, Ayurveda.com.
Sounds great. Oh, thank you so much for doing your
yeah.
summit, the Lit Up Life Summit. I just love that name of it, and I'm so glad I got to hear at least two of the interviews, and I just am so glad I met you. Thanks to Serena and Sky being on your summit.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne Dyer, for the connection. It's been a pleasure, and thank you for reaching out to me, Margot, and I love the work you're doing, and thank you for living your own music and sharing with the world through connecting, you know, me and many other people through your work. I'm really inspired by it.
Oh, I appreciate that so much. Well, everyone out there, I hope we've inspired you to get a little bit out of your comfort zone this week and try something you've been feeling would be exciting. I am looking forward to talking with you again sometime soon, Maria, and getting to know you better now that we're friends on Facebook. So everyone, please have a great week. Live your music. And thank you so much, Maria, for being on my show. I really appreciate you being on the show.
My pleasure.
Bye for now, everyone. Have a great week.